job of moderating and organizing. Many of you benefited from kind of hearing his summing things up when the research group came back in. And since I was the recorder, I was writing down all the information. And you know how sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees? Well, I've lots of trees written down here, but I'm not sure I have the forest concept too well nailed down. But what we were going to do, as Mo Coleman pointed out, wanted to get a real action plan, what we would do locally, statewide, nationally, right away, in the first few months, over the next 2 years, and over the next 4 years. Well, this is a little too ambitious for us, as it turns out. And we probably should have known from being public health professionals and community health planners that really have to go through sort of a needs assessment process, a planning, a brainstorming process before we can even get to that stage of starting to develop programs for implementation. So we ended up identifying issues and asking a lot more questions. But I think they will help drive a community action agenda. Whoops, I'm not going to be able to read that. I'll use the microphone just in case here. But we did identify a number of issues that need to be addressed aggressively in any kind of development of a community action agenda. The issue of community awareness, figuring out strategies to address and heighten community awareness, but to do it in a meaningful way, to communicate information in a meaningful way to communities, to neighborhoods, to individuals, to the stakeholders. We talked a lot actually about this distrust and skepticism in the communities and the relationship of communities to large institutions like academic centers, medical centers, et cetera, and of all the work really that needs to be done in terms of making that type of a relationship between communities and institutions, meaningful. Probably that's our first job, is really to address that much more aggressively with issues of possibly education, but also building a lot on what we already know about issues of communication, trust, respect for communities, et cetera, sometimes things we forget about when we're in an institutional setting trying to promote research and trying to promote program development. We talked about the importance of involving communities in a meaningful way, but really giving them power, giving them more control, letting communities craft the agenda rather than the institutions crafting the agenda and then taking it to the community. We talked a lot about money and power, political power, and how that drives so much of the decision making in terms of programs, in terms of addressing health disparities. Talked about the importance of getting involved in the policy and the legislative process, because so much of what affects health disparities is really a function of resource allocation and policy, and until we have ways of influencing the allocation of resources and policy decisions, no matter what kind of great programs we have, they may not get implemented and we won't see real meaningful change. There were a couple of things I think were worth mentioning. How are we on the time? Are we fairly loose? I got to hurry. Okay. There were a couple of things mentioned about returning really to some of the values and principles from war on poverty, OEO approaches. Those are the kind of approaches that really empowered communities, gave communities a feeling of respect and involvement. So maybe we have something to learn from the past in that particular case. Institutions, academic institutions, need to teach students how to give back to the communities, how to share, rather than taking from communities for research and project development purposes. So what kind of an example can we set as educators and institutions in that particular respect? Well, we talked about mechanisms for building trust. A lot of discussion about do we have all the data we need to actually implement programs that work? And there was some disagreement there. Some folks feel like we already have the answers, let's allocate the resources, let's empower communities, let's get something done. Other folks were saying we need to have more information to more target our efforts, but we also need to communicate our data and information to communities to generate awareness and to generate involvement as well. There was a hope that this group would become an information network in itself in terms of sharing information, sharing new ideas, sharing project ideas that work, and that we could set an example as this group in terms of a group that has come together and can continue to move forward, not only to develop programs, but also to influence legislation and policy. Highlighted, there was some highlighting of some of the work that the Minority Health Commission in Ohio is doing, and perhaps we can learn from some of the concrete programs that are going on there. There was some emphasis that we're spending too much time on strategizing, working out plans, peering at the data, and that we should move much more quickly towards some action plans, some actual support of programming that gets things done, rather than having planning meetings and continuing to have new Healthy People 2000, 2010, 2020, and really not aggressively addressing those issues. That was basically the kinds of issues that we had dealt with as in our group, and I think it really set a framework in terms of not only planning, educating, but also starting to craft meaningful programs. So thank you. Thank everyone in the group, and if folks want to help out a bit, there was just very, very good dynamics and a lot of energy and a lot of good information came out of our group.
Let's make our community mapping group. Now,